It's Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. Jimmy, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
Doing well. Sorry we missed you yesterday, but based on the 13 roster moves, we understand why.
Yeah, I kind of knew that was coming down the pike. I remember I texted you, hey, it's going to be close. We were going to be right at around 345 with those moves. And I've covered the team for a long time. There's never been a day where there have been 13 roster moves on the same day. I mean, that's a month's worth of transactions, sometimes a couple of months worth of transactions. And it was on the active roster, it was on the practice squad, it was on the guys going on injured reserve. So just shows you the state of the team and the injuries now. I mean, we had signed a running back, and he had to be assigned number 83 today on the practice squad because there weren't any run because the numbers are all taken up. You use so many guys. So never seen anything like it, but you got to keep finding a way, keep plugging guys in, keep bringing guys in, and keep trying to find a way to win games.
Speaking of 83, are they going to hit that 84 number this weekend?
I think so. I mean, I think with the combination, and we'll see how things kind of play out here over the next couple of days with guys on the practice squad and how quickly they can get up to speed. But with game day elevations and needing players at certain positions, I certainly would have to say, as Mike Vrabel said a couple of weeks ago, take the over. I mean, because it's coming, and it's probably going to be this weekend.
Yeah, and he's talking about numbers of players used in a season, and the NFL record's 84, and the Titans may hit 84 this week with five games to go. You mentioned, we mentioned the 13 roster move. Have you ever seen anything like that in a midweek deal?
No, I never have, and it's just, unfortunately, two more guys went to injured reserve, and had to bring guys up to the active roster, sign some more guys in from the outside, bust a screen, defensive back, and one of them, and then, the most notable, at least the one that got the most attention right here, is Golden Tate, who played at Pope John Paul II. I remember him watching him in games against Father Ryan back in the day. And we were talking about it at practice today. In years past, and just until recently, if you had to put a player on injured reserve, when the season started, they're done for the year. And if not for the new rule in place where you can put guys on there temporarily and call back after 3 weeks missed, I mean, I don't know what the Titans would do. I mean, because you would have to make really hard decisions on certain players. And it just would be hard to carry a 53-man roster that's got, a good number of them stashed on there hoping that they'll come back. So having the option of putting them on IR is certainly something that the Titans are fortunate they can do, and maybe they'll get some guys back. But Marcus Johnson won't be one of them. It's his second stint on there, so he's done.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's ugly.
I forgot about that, yeah. All right, so game plan-wise, it seems pretty obvious, right? Like when you go – Titans at Patriots with the roster limitations, a red-hot football team who's not dealing with that situation. So what do you do? So defensively, from talking to everyone from Keith Bullock to Greg Cosell to everybody, you've got to figure out a way to slow down the Patriot run game and force them into third and long. And from a Titan perspective, I think it's the same thing, right? Like they've got to be able to run the football to set up the pass because you are now seeing linebackers that are not biting on play fakes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I know people, I got the question in the mailbag, just the frustration why you're trying to play action anymore. Well, and need to get back to that. Well, there's a couple reasons why it's not working. One is you don't have Derrick Henry in there where you're handing the ball off to him time and time again, which is going to set up the play action and get teams to bite. And two, when you fall behind a game like you did against the Texans on Sunday, 12-0, 19-0, you just can't run it. Like you could to even think about getting the play action going. So, the Titans need to have some early success running the ball. I think that's one of the keys, how they do it. It'll be interesting to see. Dontrell Hilliard, obviously, I thought he played well when he came in. Deontay Foreman, another guy who played well. Adrian Peterson looked no longer a part of that mix. But, Titans have to figure out a combination that works. And I think, you know, look at what happened last week when you turned the ball over. You know, the Texans didn't make a lot of plays. You know, they were really limited what they did on offense, but they were able to generate some points by forcing turnovers. So I think that's key. Titans need to get back to putting pressure on the quarterbacks, forcing mistakes, and putting themselves in short field conditions while they're obviously a lot more limited on offense because of personnel that's a result of injuries.
Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com with us. Jim, can Ryan Tannehill, I know he can, will he bounce back?
Well, I think he will, but some of that is also going to hinge on players around him being more consistent and more reliable. You know, when you're the quarterback of a football team and you throw four interceptions, obviously you're going to take a beating from the fan base and from people across the country, especially when you're just looking at the stat line. But if you're paying attention to the games and understanding it's not always on the quarterback, then you realize that maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't deserve all. Certainly he didn't play well. He said himself, one of the worst games he's had. But, you know, a couple of those picks weren't on Ryan Tannehill. And so, you know, if guys out there playing for him, and it's tough when you don't have your primary targets there and you're trying to have guys step in that aren't used to being out there playing a lot of snaps, I mean, you're going to have breakdowns. So, you know, he's going to need people around him to be better. They're going to have to protect him better. I mean, the Patriots get after the quarterback. They give you a bunch of different looks. They can force mistakes and force quarterbacks into mistakes, even when you've got everybody you want around you. So the challenge with the Titans is obviously Ryan Tannehill's got to be better. He can't make some unforced turnovers, and he had a couple of those himself. But he's also got to get some help.
Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. All right, you've been to 43 consecutive Tennessee-Vanderbilt football games. You've got Tennessee-Vandy 3:45 Eastern time in Knoxville. You've got Patriots and Titans in Foxborough the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern in the afternoon. How are you going to make that work, brother?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think this is kind of the perfect storm that's going to end my streak. Like you said, I've been to everyone since 1978. And, you know, both in Nashville and Knoxville, and I've, you know, a lot of those covering the Titans, you know, flew to Oakland, you know, going to Annapolis to San Francisco to take the BART to Oakland, walking in the Coliseum about an hour before kickoff, did that one year, did a fly, you know, flew to Chicago, day of game one time, made, you know, last year, the COVID year, I was able to get in and went to that game and drove 9.5 hours to Jacksonville. What it took me to get there, you know, before the sun came up, and made that game, made drives to Cincinnati and Indy, and I've done everything that I could to keep this streak alive, and I'm afraid this is going to get me. You can't get out of Knoxville with a direct flight, and, you know, it's a 14 and a half hour drive to Foxborough. I'm leery about taking a day a game flight because, it, you know, Foxborough is tough to get to. It's not like you can fly into Boston and take a 10-minute drive to the game. I mean, it's trouble with game day traffic. So I have to say this is probably the streak ender for me. I hate it. I've never watched a Vanderbilt-Tennessee game on TV. And so it's going to be weird, but I just don't know how I can do it. It's too risky, I think, to try to do a day a game. Again, there's no – every flight's a connection out of Knoxville. If I flew back to Nashville, you could probably do it, but it would be cutting it too close. So
after 43, Jimmy.
Yeah,
I know. I wish I could make it happen.
We got to get in touch with Wheels Up.
Oh, Darren Brown. Let's go. He hooks up College Game Day. Might as well hook up Jim Wyatt.
That's right. You're on the same level, Jimmy.
Everybody's listening. I told my wife, what if I put something out on Twitter and ask if everybody – fly me up there, and she said, well, what if we don't know anything about these pilots? What if somebody doesn't, you know, you don't trust the pilot? And I said, well, I'd have to think about it. I'd have to have proof of at least 100 flight hours or something like that.
That's all it would take, 100 flight hours. Oh, man, that's funny. I didn't think about Darren Brown. Wheels Up's a great idea. Everybody out there that knows DB, hit him up on text message. And,
we got to get Jim to the game.
We got to get Jimmy to the
game. It'll be tough. Yeah, and people that know me, I'm obviously a Vanderbilt fan, and I'm not expecting a very good result on Sunday. I mean, on Saturday night, but it is. I haven't expected a good result a lot of times when Vanderbilt's played Tennessee, but I've tried to keep this streak alive, but I think this is going to get me,
you know what, Jim?
Unfortunately.
You know what, Jim? Slay has a differing opinion on the turnout being a positive one.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing.
His positive result is from a Tennessee perspective.
He should be excited about it. But yeah, I'm hoping Ron will let me use his private jet to get up here. Ron, you still got the private plane, don't you?
Talk to your reps, Ron.
Jim, I'm going to reach out to a couple of them, Jim, and see if they can pull some strings, man. I'll tell you this. I did see Mookie Betts last night at the game, so – Mookie can make some. Mookie Betts, if you're listening, we need to get Jim to Foxborough on Saturday night. Not on Sunday, on Saturday night after the game. So, there you go, Jim. I got you.
This is probably my best Hail Mary being on here. If anybody's listening, we'll see.
You said it right. Hail Mary. All right, Jim. Hey, good luck, brother. We appreciate the update. And, again, all your Titans news, TennesseeTitans.com. Thank you, man.
Okay, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it.
You too. We're very thankful for you, bro. At Jay Wyatt Sports, TennesseeTitans.com.